This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So earlier this morning, we were talking a little bit about Betty White because she came up on Jimmy Kimmel last night. One of the actresses who was in White Lotus was talking about Betty White because she had worked with Betty White in the past. And we found out that Betty White's diet consisted of having vodka regularly, having chocolate cake for breakfast, and also eating a hot dog. She lived to 99. And as soon as I heard that, it reminded me of a tribute my parents did years ago regarding my great aunt who lived into her 90s. Those of you not familiar with Things My Parents Hate, this was a little gem we had on the radio when my parents still lived in Chicago. They now live here, so I don't talk to them on the phone as much because I pretty much see them all the time. Come by to check on things, you know, they're around. But I used to call them and they would always have these long, drawn out stories, so it was fun to record them and share them with you on the air. So this relates to Betty White and hot dogs. Just stay with me. Enjoy it with us now. Here's Things My Parents Hate, encore presentation.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to check in with you guys.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. Just checking in with you guys, see what's going on.
You know, we went to visit Aunt Rosie in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. She's like 99 now. So how's she doing? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's a crazy story. You know, Daddy needed new shoes for work. So first we went to the shoe store, and he knew exactly what kind of shoes he wanted to buy. But then we bought it, and then their credit card machine wasn't working.
Yeah, you wouldn't accept it. So
they couldn't ring the shoes through. So we said, okay, we'll come back. We'll run a couple of errands, and then we'll be right back.
Okay, so then you went to the hospital, and so what?
Then
we went. You know, we're going to Florida, so we went, and I needed a new bathing suit. So I was trying on bathing suits.
Some were, you know, they're so big on
they
the bottom.
They look like a, you know, those flowers all over.
His
I
legs,
look like a
Johnny,
clown, you know, like
his
a clown.
Legs are much too skinny for those bathing suits.
Yeah.
But he ended up getting a bathing suit then. We went, a blue one, and we went
to the hospital?
We went back to pick up the shoes because they still had them. Again, they still can't ring the credit card. So we go, we thought, all right, we'll go have lunch first.
So we went over to Nordstrom to have lunch.
So to bring lunch to Aunt Rosie?
No, we figured we'll have lunch first. Then we go, and it was so crazy. They dropped a whole tray of food, not on us, on the lady that was sitting next to us.
Yeah, all over her coat, and she was complaining.
Having a fit, and they had to come running over, you know. But so we ate our lunch.
Okay, then you went to the hospital.
Well, we went back to pick up the shoes, which they finally
they got their credit card machine to work.
So then we got the shoes, but we wanted to bring her a box of candy.
So we went over to Macy's to get some Frangos. We know she likes Frangos.
And
so
then I picked up one thing, and then they go to ring it up. It was $32.
Yeah, I thought it was some kind of sale.
You know, how they put up those signs, and then it's the wrong price. So the lady said, no, if you want the 15, it's like this little tiny box of candy. So instead, we picked a different box of candy.
So then you, all right, the shoes, bathing suit, Kenny. Did you go to the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
then
we go to the hospital, and so we're walking down the hall to her room, and by the time we get to the room, she died.
She just died.
What?
She just died like right then.
She had finished her lunch.
She died?
She died. Yeah. She finished her lunch, and then she just fell asleep, Johnny.
Yeah. But she was like 99, you know.
Yeah, 99 and a half. So then, I'm sorry. We said to the nurse, did she say anything? She just had lunch. Did she say anything? And they said, she said, I should have had a hot dog.
Oh, that's just awful and everything. I mean, are you guys okay?
Yeah, we're okay, but I think we have to return the bathing suit.
All right. You know what? I'll talk to you guys later, okay? Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye, John.
Bye.